Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend David Dossi back on the show. David is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. Don't know what we'd do without him. He is our intellectual property attorney, our IP attorney. He's my IP attorney, and he is the partner with Gallagher and Dossi. And our good friend David, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. So I love talking about this. I know you do, too. Registered trademarks and also trade secrets. Trademarks and trade secrets. And every small business might not have a trademark, although they maybe should, but every small business has a trade secret. What do you think about that statement?
Oh, I think every small business has both. But, you know, whenever we're coming up to one of these interviews, I always struggle with, we've covered so many topics in the past that I think, oh, what can we talk about? And we never have really addressed the elephant in the room that as a small business owner, you're going to make mistakes. Some of them are undoubtedly going to include intellectual property mistakes. And so I was thinking, what, you know, I want your listeners to learn from the mistakes that other people have made
that
rather
you've seen.
Than make their own and learn
that
the
you've
hard
seen
way.
Or have studied.
Yeah, right.
So.
And, you know, the unfortunate part is people and companies don't like to air their dirty laundry. So you only learn about these colossal mistakes after something has gone horribly wrong and
right.
There's been some sort of litigation. So we're only hearing about a fraction of them, but they all can implant in your listeners' mind some horror stories that I think will make them think a little harder about how they're approaching IP and hopefully avoid some common mistakes.
So let's differentiate. In case there's someone who might not completely understand, what's the difference in a trademark and a trade secret?
Well, a trademark is what people conventionally think of as the name of a product or a logo. So it's an identifier for the consumer that associates a product with a brand, whereas a trademark, or a trade secret, I should say, can be anything that is information that has economic value that is actually a secret. In other words, something not known or readily accessible by others, so it can't be something you just take apart a gadget and look at, and there it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then the most important prong of trade secret is that the owner has taken some sort of steps to maintain their secrecy, and that's what's the prong that always tends to burn small businesses.
Mm-hmm. So can I have a trademark? Can I own a trademark without it being a registered trademark?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I just saw a good analogy of a trademark versus a registered trademark was you own a piece of property. The fact that you put a fence around that piece of property doesn't change the fact that you own it. It just identifies it further that is your staking
point. Boundaries. You've identified the boundaries.
So just by using, right, just by using a mark, you're establishing common law trademark rights. It's the additional step of registering the trademark with the trademark office that affords you additional benefits.
Mm-hmm. And a trade secret. Tell us
the
about
trade secret is the trade secret can be much more valuable, you know, and it can be anything from vendor lists, customer lists, recipes or processes. You know, as a small business owner, you undoubtedly have trade secrets. If you're not recognizing that and doing something to protect them. And when I say protect, I just mean protect them from your own employees, let alone from people outside.
Mm-hmm.
If every employee can access everything in your company, then you've essentially done nothing to protect your trade secrets. If all your employees have to sign non-disclosure agreements, well, then at least you have done something to protect your trade secrets.
Right.
But more importantly, you know, as a small business owner, you should be segregating who has access to those vendor lists, who has access to your customer list, who has access to your recipes.
Which means
you first
have to recognize that you have trade secrets. Then you have to identify them. Then you have to value them in your own mind enough to where you then want to go to the trouble to protect them. And this is a process, an intellectual process, that all small business owners should go through, but way too many don't, as David knows very well. When we come back, we're going to talk about he's got some stories to tell us, folks, of how people made mistakes not protecting their trademarks, not protecting their trade secrets, thinking they had acquired something that they didn't really have, presuming that they knew what they were acquiring or whatever. Good stories after the break with our good friend David Dossie. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.